You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really, the difference as far as me, I'm still the physical type player that I have been, but now I've added a lot of depth to my knowledge base and to my leadership, being able to bring guys with me, and not only that, but also be able to understand a playbook, be able to help other guys articulate it, be able to help any young guy. You know, we had Justin Herbert as a rookie out there, and so being able to, you know, carry some of the load of the mental and making sure that I'm in the right spot, knowing the plays, even if it maybe didn't come out right, or he's, you know, still worried about, you know, the coverage or whatever they got going on in the quarterback room. I think that's where I've grown the most. Like I said, the physical stuff, yeah, is great. I can anticipate a lot more now because I've seen it a lot more, and I know the keys to look for when it comes to blitz pickups, you know, running my option routes, things like that. And so I would say I'm a more mature player that can now actually be more effective because of the knowledge as well.
That's Austin Ekeler. Will he be the starting running back for the Commanders by year's end? How much time will he take on the field from Ryan Robinson? We're diving into that. Speaking of starting running backs, the focal point of the running game for the D.C. Defenders of the United Football League joins us at the top of the hour, Cameron Harris, right at 6 o'clock here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. So what's your answer to that? I mean, if we're doing a pie of carries between the two, you think it's 60-40 B-Rob? 70-30? Where are you at?
In between 60 and 65. To 35 and 40, somewhere in there. I mean, I think they're going to major in having Robinson do the carries. The evidence now says we don't want to beat up Austin Ekeler. Like, the same way the last regime was going, we're going to have Antonio Gibson kind of do what Brian Robinson does. Mistake, wrong, stupid. Different skill sets, right? You heard when Ekeler gave that great answer about how he'd want to be deployed, he went on for about 90 seconds, and then he'd put me in the slot. Then you could run me in motion this way. Then you could put me here and put me here. Screen game, this, choice routes, option routes. You notice it wasn't battering ram between the tackles, thumping a linebacker, helmet on helmet. You notice it wasn't that, right? So there's a reason you have different styles. You make defenses prepare for both and have to account for both and deal with both. So, yeah, I think Robinson will out-carry, assuming health, obviously. But if let's say everybody's healthy for 17, which is naive. It's the running back position in the NFL. But if they are, I think Robinson has – you know, I don't know, close to 200 carries, give or take, and then Ekeler's around that 150 range.
I also wonder how Chris Rodriguez figures into this. When he's touched the ball, I've liked what I've seen. Now, he averaged 4.8 per carry last year, more than Brian Robinson, pretty substantially, well over a half yard more than B-Rob. And it's a smaller sample, just 50 carries, obviously, but, you know, we have seen Robinson for his career be down closer to, you know, 3.9 and change or whatever. And that's a yard less than what Rodriguez churned out last year as a sixth-round pick. So I'd like to see him get some first and second down looks as well. But I do agree with you. I think B-Rob gets the bulk of the carries. And I think ultimately Ekeler is more of a pass catcher and a change of pace, you know, outside zone, stretch run, tosses, stuff outside the tackles without trying to get too predictable. I pointed out, though, that I think he's got a chance to bounce back. Here are just some of the things that went against him. He got injured in week one. He was never healthy again after that for the rest of the season. Now, he didn't necessarily say that when he joined us, but that's just what happened. He got hurt in the first week, and as I call it, he was chasing his tail for the rest of the year. That's first and foremost. Second, The Chargers offensive line last year, where do you think they ranked in run blocking?
I'm going to guess not particularly high. I don't off the top of my head. Let's say 19th.
32nd.
That's the last team you could be.
Dead last in run blocking last year. In run block win percentage, they ranked 24th. They were not moving people. They were not creating holes. They were not helping him all that much. And then Justin Herbert goes down, and he breaks his finger in week 6. Now, I'm not here to beat up on Easton Stick, which is very different than Danny. Because Danny got up today, yep, and he texted us on the group chat. He said, I can't wait to beat up on Easton Stick.
I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because I was thinking about that bum, Easton Stick.
But with all due respect to the aforementioned Easton Stick, I'm sure. I'm quite sure that anybody defensively was thinking anything other than, let's load the box and make Easton Stick beat us. There's not a coordinator in the game that's worried about that guy. And for these reasons, Austin Eckler's got a shot. And Warren Sharp and some of the analytics people I follow have kind of pointed to there is a chance that he ends up having a real big bounce back. And I'm pulling for that. Because I love the player, and haven't had him on the show today. He just seems like a great dude.
Absolutely. And by the way, it'd be a boon. Because the whole point of a guy like that is, what can I do to make it easier on my quarterback? Oh, I know. Me. How about a guy that catches passes tremendously easily out of the backfield? That can be everything from a good option to a check down. So you get something positive, even when the design isn't there. Yeah. Oh, how about the guy that's been the best at that over the last couple of seasons? Great. We have him. Perfect. Yes.
I just got a tweet. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Chris, our buddy, goes, you get so steamed up for Chris Rodriguez. I kind of do.
Factual.
I do. It's not a guy necessarily when you had Brian Robinson that I would have drafted right then and right there in the 6th round. But yeah, facts. I like the guy. Here's what I like about him. I know this is crazy and this makes me a silly goose. Every time he runs the ball, he gets like 6 yards. That's what I like about him.
Mm.
All right, we'll talk to another guy who's trying to get to the league as an RB, Cameron Harris of the Defenders, and we'll get you your Caps power play and your Nats lineups before a giant night in DC sports next on Greg and Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.